What did King Solomon teach us about prayer?
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with you and my founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
Even though in his later life, King Solomon lapsed into sin, we can learn from some actions he took early in his life. When he dedicated the nation's temple, he expressed a profound understanding of God and his prayer, found in 1 Kings chapter 8. He expressed adoration for God's majesty and mercy in choosing to dwell in a temple made by human hands. He confessed that he had no grounds for claiming God's presence among them, except God's promise to do so. Here's a part of his prayer. O Lord, God of Israel, there is no God like you in all of heaven above or on earth below. You keep your covenant and show unfailing love to all who walk before you in wholehearted devotion. You have kept your promise to your servant David, my father. You made that promise with your own mouth, and with your own hands you have fulfilled it today. King Solomon could commune with God because he followed God's way for people to approach him. He used the sacrificial system God had prescribed. Since Christ has come and offered himself as our eternal sacrifice for sins, we can now go right into the presence of God. We can adore his majesty, confess our sins, and receive forgiveness. We can enjoy sweet fellowship with God. We can claim and rest in God's promises. We can then go forth from that sweet fellowship to live for him and do his will.
If you'd like to learn more about God and his plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com.